T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back on Total Information AM, coming up later on this week, the Marin Fund holding their annual fundraiser that will be on Thursday, the 23rd. And we're joined now by Julie Williams, Executive Director of the Marin Fund. Julie, welcome to KMOX.
Well, thank you, George. Appreciate the time.
The Marin Fund, this is about Down syndrome. Your daughter has been dealing with that her whole life. What made you get going? There are bigger charities, bigger groups out there, and you started this from the ground up. Tell me why.
Yes, we did. So my daughter was born, she's now 16 years ago, and when she was heading into grade school, my husband and I were quite nervous about her ability to learn to read and to understand math, realizing that the stronger her reading skills would be, the better chance she would have at a more independent life and an ability to give back to our community as she grows older. So we started looking around to try and figure out how can we teach this child to read outside of school, knowing that she would need additional support outside of school and that we as her parents would be the people that would need to do this. And so we found a program in California called the Learning Program, and it's all based on research from individuals who did research on how kids with Down syndrome learn. So we brought this program here 12 years ago, and we started with a group of 12 families, and the kids were at the time maybe 4 or 5 years old. My daughter Annie was one of them, and after about 3 months, these kids were reading using some sight words and using some very interesting basic strategies, and we as parents were learning how to teach our kids. We were learning how they learned, and it was just fascinating. So we decided we couldn't really keep it to ourselves, and we opened it up a little bit further, and we attracted more people. And, you know, fast forward today, we now have over 12 different classes. We start with kids that are 18 months and up until they're 21 plus years old, and we have 190 enrollments this past year. So we've grown quite a bit, and our focus has really been on that academic, building the academic skills of reading and math and other sort of academic necessary skills that they need.
Of course, this is such a challenge because we're talking about basic life skills here. We're talking about helping these kids not only to be able to function in an academic setting, but eventually being able to function in the world. And I don't know that people who haven't walked in your shoes fully understand the added challenge of, you know, in your case, preparing Annie to eventually be an adult.
Yes, absolutely. So just the other day, an interesting example, we went to a doctor's office and our doctor had changed offices and Annie walked up and read the sign that directed her to another office down the hall and followed those directions. And I thought, there you go. That's a perfect example of how building these skills will help her and her friends throughout life be more independent. So, yeah, that's exactly how it applies.
So do you want to grow it more? I mean, 190 is obviously it's huge compared to how it started, but this is something, it sounds like something that there could be a use for everywhere.
Yeah, you know, we're really excited about it. It's I am not an educator. My background's in hospital administration, so this has really kind of landed in my lap. It's become a passion. We have seen firsthand how things have changed for kids and for families, just having those aha moments as a parent, like, oh, now I understand why my child is doing it this way, because that's how they learn that's how they learn. So those have been great aha moments, and it just feels like it's going to keep going, and we love it. It's been really a fun, great privilege to watch this all unfold, and I'm excited to see where it goes in the future. Every year we have new ideas and new classes coming up, and things that happen as our kids age, we see a greater need for another class in another area. Over the past couple of years, we started a cooking class, which may sound very basic, but for our kids, we have taken recipes and have modified them so that they can read them more easily, but yet they can actually read them themselves. They can follow the directions. They've learned how to measure. They've learned all their fractions and measuring so that they can mix things up and cook and make a dinner. And their idea then is to go home and cook for their family. So we get good meal out of it, too.
Good meal, and they get some, again, those life skills. It's, you keep going back to that. Well,
yeah.
The event is taking place. If you're looking for something to do this coming Thursday, it's May 23rd, Third Degree Glass Factory, really cool spot over there on Del Mar. It's from 6:30 to 9:30. $60 tickets include appetizers, a couple of drinks, and just a really nice night as you can do some good and help out the folks with the Marin Fund. Julie Williams, thank you so much for joining us here on KMOX.
Thank you so much, George. I really appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.